Hello and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and we play post-rock. Today with us, the other part of the component that makes it a we and not just an I, is my lady friend, Nicole. Nicole, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You have to talk louder and also into the microphone.
Hey.
So we need to set some ground rules, right?
Yeah.
Because there are certain things that I can't do.
Yeah.
And if I do, you'll leave me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it works.
What are the ground rules?
There's no awkward questions. Okay.
Okay.
You had them prepared?
Well, I had some, but that's fine.
Oh, okay. Leave them in.
No. It's, we'll talk.
I feel like you prepared them.
No. I don't. Yeah.
Okay. No, nothing too weird. Like, keep it.
What's too
just
weird?
A little
what's, where's the line?
I guess I feel like you know the line.
Of course I know the line.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. You're a long time listener. Is that true?
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
Long time listener, first time caller?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to say that. I don't think I've ever had the opportunity.
Well,
maybe I should call myself and
yeah.
then call my own show. Anyway, Spice of Life, playing post-rock, shooting the breeze, as it were. I have a song that I would like to play that I like. It's by the band Vorcha. The song is Prosop. Pagnosia.
Nailed it.
You would think that I would pick easier to pronounce song names by now, but I can't. So here it is. Prosopagnosia by Vorcha. Here we go.
Thank you.
We are back. That was
Vodka with Prosopagnosia, and I really liked that song. I thought it captured the essence of what it is to be at the studio setting up microphones at midnight, which I don't know if you guys know this, but our program manager was doing this yesterday. He stayed until midnight just to set up the new microphones in the studio. And he wasn't even drilling them because he's not a carpenter, so he can't do that kind of woodwork. No, he was just, you know, using his hands and a measuring tape to figure out where the arms were going to be after the carpenter installed them. It's insane. How do you do that? So it's just one man alone in the dark in the new sub at midnight.
He's probably sad too.
Talking to himself.
Yeah.
Measuring things out with his arms. It's insane.
Well, that's how they got it's the Imperial
dedication
system.
And that song, that's what I think of. Those two things.
Well, because like the Imperial system is like the king's foot, right? So maybe it's like that person's hand is the new Imperial system, and then the metric system will get phased out because it doesn't make any sense.
If what you're trying to say is we should make Robin our new king, I agree completely.
Mm.
I'm right there with you.
If we elected kings based on how much their voice sounds like audible dark chocolate, then Robin would be the king.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
And you would be the queen. Or the prince. Or whatever. Or the duke.
I mean, I'd be okay with marrying Robin, I think.
Would,
but he's already got a wife. I feel bad.
Yeah. She's a lucky lady, though.
Oh, she's very lucky. And so is his daughter.
He's a
cool
guy. Hi,
Rhea, if you're out there listening. Probably not. She's very young.
Yeah, she's like, what, like 4 months old?
More like 8 weeks at most.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's how time works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was lovely of you to pop by.
Oh, no, my pleasure. I was just, you know, doing stuff around the studio. I thought I'd pop in, say hi, see how you were doing, Ben. You know how much I love you.
Yeah, I like our chats.
Yeah, they're good chats.
They mean a lot to me.
Oh, I'm glad. Am I like a father to you?
I have a complicated situation with my dad. It's, you're like a pseudo father figure.
Right.
That's also kind of like my uncle.
Okay.
Because I never really played, like, catch with my dad growing up, and so I feel like I really missed out on bonding.
No, I totally understand. And, you know, actually, now that I say it out loud, I wouldn't want to replace your father.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a complicated issue, as I've said, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm happy to be your uncle, Ben, and I hope you'll have me on your show in the future also.
You're always welcome.
All right.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
That's great.
You warm the cockles of my heart.
Oh, you too, Ben.
We should play another song, because that was weird. This song is by the band Until Sunrise. The song is The Elysian Fields.
Thank you.
It's kind of weird that we have a Christopher Walken impersonator.
He's so good.
Just, yeah, I mean, he's on the CITR payroll, and that's what he does. He just impersonates Christopher Walken.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's important, and I think a lot of other businesses should follow suit.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, because it's just like a good business model.
Yeah, everyone should have one.
I should hire a personal one.
Yeah.
That song that we just heard was The Elysian Fields by Until Sunrise off their album Frozen Stars. And it just came out recently. I played a song off it last week, and it's really cool. So if you enjoyed it and if you like Until Sunrise, you can support them on their Bandcamp page. It's free/name your price. So if you're a cheap feller like me, you can just get it for free. But you can also pay for it if you're not a student who's making less than minimum wage right now.
Less than minimum wage.
You're doing that too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's my deal.
Yeah, lab stuff.
It's great.
I was hoping I could put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Are you? Okay.
No, we agreed.
We agreed.
Yeah.
I would like to play a game show type game with you called How Well Do You Know Your Bae? Or Equivalent. I'm not sure what it's called.
Okay.
So I would like to ask you a series of questions about me. And we've been dating for 4 months and 5 days. Is that right?
Holy.
Well, it's not that hard.
Down to the day.
Well, yeah. Like.
Good job.
In 10 minutes. And so I'm sorry, people out there, if this is making you sick and lovey-dovey.
Yeah, that's one thing. Well, I thought we weren't going to be those guys.
We're trying not to be those people.
Okay.
Anyway, so How Well Do You Know Me is going to be the name
okay.
of the game. So these are just like a couple questions that like of things that are important to me and I feel like you should know.
But not too weird, right? Remember. Not too weird.
I don't know what too weird is. I was bluffing when I said I did I don't.
Okay, just go for it.
Cough. Which is my favorite of the citrus fruits?
I'm going to go with orange.
Ooh, grapefruit. Sorry.
Your face.
Yeah, okay. Did you guys hear my face out there?
Yeah.
It's pretty loud.
So I'm -1?
You're -1, oh, yeah. Okay. You're not off to a great start.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I, like...
Gee, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
Which is my favorite recent decade?
Okay, no, narrow it down a little bit.
Like, okay, but like since the 1900s. And I'll give you a hint, it's not the Dirty 30s.
It's not?
No, it's never the Dirty 30s. No one enjoyed the Dirty 30s.
I think maybe the 80s.
Ooh, Roaring 20s.
Actually.
Yeah, it was a bumper.
Okay.
The economy, everyone was doing well. If you could pick a decade to just keep doing over and over and over again.
The 20s?
Probably be the 20s or the 60s. I hear they had fun.
Oh, okay.
What is my favorite yoga posture? Or is it pose? Yoga pose.
I've got this one.
Okay.
Downward dog.
Ooh, it's actually cobra. Cobra feels really nice on my back.
No, you're...
It sounds like I'm making this up as
yeah,
I go along,
you are.
But I'm really not.
No, you're making
no, I
this
absolutely
up.
Am. That's why there's a pause before the question.
Okay.
Do I prefer the Victorian era or the Elizabethan era?
Victorian. Because you live in Victoria. Victorian.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that one.
Oh,
I couldn't
yes.
make a case for Elizabethan. That would be convincing. I'll have to come up with more questions on the spot later because it's time for a song to be played. This one I think you'll like.
Okay, good.
It's by the other ones you'll hate. You're gonna hate every other song that I'm gonna play, but this one I think you'll like.
Okay.
I hope. It is by the band Belladonna. The song is Sunshowers, and Belladonna's pretty cool because they're Canadian, and I think that's cool. And also they're good. So a little folksy, but still post-rock. Belladonna playing the song Sunshowers.
Thank you. Hailing all the way from Montreal, Moss Lime are currently touring to support their debut EP July 1st, which came out earlier this year on Fixture Records. On Tuesday, June 30th, Weird Canada presents Moss Lime, Cave Girl, and Ace Martins at 303 Columbia. Tickets are $10, available at the door.
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
We just heard Belladonna playing the song Sun Showers. Nicole, what's good?
Not much.
Not much is good? Shouldn't it be a lot?
Well, a lot is good.
Good.
Yeah. What about with you? What's good?
What's good with me? I'm going hiking this weekend.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Going to go for a hike.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
I hope so.
Where are you going?
I don't know if I want to say.
Oh, you'll
because
get.
Then I don't want to. Like, I'm worried about, because it's cougar season.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm worried that firstly, I'm worried that if I mention it, then.
You're just going to have a flock of cougars.
You're going to have a flock of cougars, like, but both kinds.
Yeah.
Like the cougars definitely. That are like. Desperate Housewives, I feel like, is the least awful way to explain it.
Least offensive.
But also, like, I know a large section of my listeners are physically the animal cougars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they love the post-rock.
They just get it.
Oh, okay.
Which is, like, it would be cool to meet them, but I feel like if there were a lot of them, I would get intimidated.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm...
Just surround you.
Yeah, like, and I'm pretty shy, too, okay. So, like, that would be, like, a lot to handle.
Mm-hmm.
That would be weird. I kind of hope I don't run into cougars over
yeah,
the weekend.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm cougar bait of both kinds.
Yeah, we've had this discussion. Serious
yeah.
cougar bait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Man, I'm tired.
Yeah.
You're tired too. You just got off work.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But
you've had long days too. We all have long days.
Not this long. How many hours is that then? That's like a 10-hour day?
Yeah.
Or, well,
it was like
that's
about,
not how math
it was
works.
About a 9-hour day.
That's a lot of days.
Yeah.
A lot of hours in
yeah.
the day. Your supervisor is lucky to have you.
No, I'm lucky to have him.
Oh,
that's
match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Should I watch my back?
You better.
Ugh.
Yeah.
How old
Wait,
is
Wait, what's the guy
is he a
version
cougar?
Of a cougar? What is
a
the
A DILF.
Guy? No, I don't think it is. No, it doesn't work
yeah.
like that. Because
a sugar daddy?
Yeah. Yep. That's what it is.
What happens if a sugar daddy and a cougar start hanging out?
That is a match made in heaven, for sure.
Or is that how black holes start?
No.
Oh.
No,
it's okay.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some more music.
Yeah.
Because I'm not funny and I shouldn't talk, so I should just play music. Yeah, I don't know why I bother.
Ben, stop.
I should only play music and just like introduce
no,
it and just be like,
no,
yo,
on.
This is the playlist.
Come on.
Who am I kidding? I would miss out on all that sweet, sweet attention.
Yeah.
That's an easy question for the Bay quiz.
Uh-huh.
How much do I love attention?
Oh, more than anyone. Ooh.
More than anyone?
You love attention.
Yeah, but I wouldn't make that.
But it's like, you love it a lot.
I do love it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love it more than I love poutine, because I love
you,
poutine.
But you don't even, I don't
I've
even...
had poutine like maybe two times.
Yeah.
So I definitely love it more than I
Ooh,
love
what
poutine.
What about, I've got a good one, climbing versus attention.
Climbing, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
Good.
No, yeah. That's
okay.
the number one.
So you have standards?
Like, I do have standards.
Okay.
I do really like attention, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am going to play a song by the band And the Earth Swarmed With Them. The song is Leaving the Old off the album You Are Mortal. We're going to hear like a little station acknowledgement, because it's the CITR and it's 8 o'clock and I got to do a thing. And then we'll hear And the Earth Swarmed With Them playing the song Leaving the Old.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Tilitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.
Thank you.
that was Leaving the Old by the band And the Earth Swarmed With Them. Speaking of leaving the old, we are leaving the old sub.
Yeah.
This is going to be the last Spice of Life show in the old sub. I was getting sentimental, microwaving my dinner in the other room, sitting on the old couch, because they've got like this really gross, like, throwaway orange couch. And I was like, I'm going to miss this couch.
So what is your feeling on the new sub? Are you going to miss the old sub a little bit? Or are you just 100% game for the new sub?
I have been in the new sub one time to get pizza. Mm. It was before last this show, because I was really hungry. And I went and got pizza. I didn't even really look around. Mm. I hear it's nice, though.
Yeah. But you're not just going to miss this place a little bit?
I don't know. I'd have to see, like,
yeah,
like how much I like the new sub, because the old sub, like, is not that nice at all.
True.
Like, nothing about it is very nice.
Yeah. But it's still just kind of sad.
Yeah, but they're going to be using it for stuff, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
If you were in charge of the committee that decided what the old sub was going to be used for, what stuff would you use it for? And it could be anything.
I don't know.
Like, it could be weird stuff, too. You could be like, you could be like, I'm using this for my, karate league.
Oh, well, for sure. That's going to stay here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, really, though. Because all the, like, I think the new sub has really nice, like, study rooms and meeting rooms.
Yeah.
So that is better. Maybe, like, dance classes?
Yeah. It'd be like, the whole set, like, the whole
thing.
Like, even the stairs.
I don't know.
You wouldn't want to dance on the stairs.
No, that's really hazardous.
Unless it was part of the choreographing, I suppose. Well, there's people run downstairs and dances.
Yeah.
Are people not allowed to run downstairs and dances?
No, I'm just...
Have you even seen High School Musical?
Okay, you're getting so sassy. So sassy.
Yeah.
What would you use it for, then?
What would I use it for? I would probably book it all the time for dog shows.
How do you think of stuff like
that? And just have, like, a 24-hour dog show.
Okay.
And, like, people would come from all over the world.
All over the world.
And it would be so busy that it would always be full of dogs for a dog show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then, and I think that would be a good use of the old sub.
So I just have one question, though. Are the dogs okay on the stairs? Or?
It depends if it's in their choreographing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got that.
Should I play another song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play another song.
I would like to play a song for you. I'm going to sing this song, by the way.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've been practicing for a long time.
Oh, wow. I feel so honored.
It's really hard to sing, like, all the different parts, but I think I can do it.
Oh, wow.
So it's by the band Anathema, and it's called The Lost Song Part 3. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ha, 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 ha. Sausage.
Sausage.
I gotta warm up my vocal cords.
No, you can warm up with another word.
Ha. Wiener. Wiener. Lemons. Prefer grapefruit. Okay, I'm all warmed up. So, The Lost Song Part 3 by Anathema. For you.
outside my body.
That was The Lost Song, Part 3, by Anathema. How did you find that? I mean,
I really like that song.
You like that song?
Yeah.
Were you impressed that I managed to sing the guitar parts and everything?
You nailed it, every part of it.
Voice is like it's a little hoarse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a pony, even.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of horse?
I think I'd go with a quarter horse.
And that's like not a full horse. That's a quarter of a horse.
Then, come on.
I just really like one particular quarter.
Yeah, just one quarter.
The back right section is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of horse, Ben?
Calico. That's a cat, isn't it?
Yeah.
My favorite kind of horse is a calico cat.
Oh, okay. Wait, so, yeah, we've never had this conversation. Do you hate horses?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I think horses are just fine.
Oh, okay, just fine.
I do, well, like, they're, I mean, they're just, you know. I have a few friends that are afraid of horses, and in my opinion, that's the weirdest fear. I don't mean to alienate people out there in the audience. Maybe everyone that I'm talking to right now listens or that's listening is terrified of horses, and I could just be being mean, but I don't understand why.
How come though? Because they couldn't, like,
Eamon is terrified of horses,
but that's kind of legitimate.
Like, no, why really?
Well, like, they're big animals, they're, and they, like, can hurt you.
They're pretty domesticated though, and like,
yeah, but like, they can still, like,
they could, like, land on you,
yeah, or like kick you or bite you.
Yeah, but I mean, like, a toddler could do all of those things. Like, I mean,
yeah,
it's
but
not,
they're just like, they're but like they're 1,100 not, pounds.
Yeah, no, I just mean, like as far as danger goes, mm-hmm. they're far less dangerous than, say, a cougar.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're very right.
And I'm speaking of the Desperate Housewives version, not a.
Oh, yeah.
Not the other big cat. Big cats are just big kids.
Okay.
My favorite kind of cougar is a calico cougar.
Oh, huh.
They're furry.
Very.
I like thinking about how, like, maybe back in the good old days, cavemen would have, like, pet coyotes and, like, pet wolves or, like, pet cougars.
Just a big cougar as a pet.
Back, like, before. Curled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back before when we had the little cats that we have now.
Yeah, they were just, like, little bobcats.
And sizable bobcats.
Yeah, sizable.
And bill cats and Tim cats and...
You always gotta take it that next step, don't you?
Yeah, but I appreciate that you're getting up to speed though.
Yeah.
On the weird stuff that I say in the puns. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan of your puns for sure.
And that's why we're dating. That's
yeah.
Probably like 90% of the reason why we're dating.
Oh wow.
Because like that's so good. Few people like the puns.
Yeah.
That it's...
I feel like you have a good pun response though.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I just like back in high school, they weren't well received.
Okay.
I had a tough high school life because I kept making puns and people were like, puns aren't funny. And I was like, like, totally not the same reason that everyone else hates high school.
Yeah,
for me,
exactly.
It was just like...
Because people didn't appreciate your puns.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like, for the most part, they weren't even mean about it. They just like didn't really appreciate them as much as I felt they should be appreciated.
That was it for you.
Yeah, well, because like in high school, like there aren't a bunch of like old men and like dads that you can hang out with, you know.
No, that must have been such a struggle because you are basically an old man.
Yeah,
so that must have been unreal.
Yeah, what's your favorite part about me being an old man? Is it like the wrinkliness?
No.
The scoliosis?
Definitely the scoliosis is definitely
the short eyesight.
Yeah, and I think my favorite part is the slippers.
Okay, this is actually a real thing, and I don't know why you think that's so weird.
Because the way he, like, puts them perfectly by his desk the same way every time, like an old man. Like, an old man does that.
Okay, I'm going to put this to no one, or to you guys, but the phone lines have been disconnected, so... Oh, no.
I think it was just on that day.
June 23rd. Okay, well, potentially, if there are phone lines open and you have a slipper opinion, this is extremely important to me, and I can't stress that enough. We have a disagreement, one of our few, about whether me owning slippers makes me an old man. They're moccasins.
But it's not necessarily just you owning them.
Okay.
It's the way you, like, your manners and stuff.
So, in Nicole's world, if you own a pair of moccasins, you just throw them, like, all willy-nilly, like an animal, anywhere. In my world, you just put the two slippers next to each other so that when you want to put your slippers on, they're both right there, and then you can just slip them on.
Yeah, but like the way...
They're called slippers so that you could slip them on, not because they're across the room and they're just a mess.
Not across the room and a mess, but like, I mean, yours are perfectly stuck together, like right together.
Because when I take them off, I put them together so that they're...
That's old man-ish.
Okay. If anyone has a strong opinion about slipper positioning as I do, I would love to meet you because I bet you have great taste. But also, if you could settle this disagreement, that would be nice. The phone number that you could call if you want to have opinions with me is 604-822-CITR, which is 604-822-2487. And let's talk slippers. and other stuff, but the slippers thing is very important to me right
but
now.
But it's just, I feel like you have to be there and see it.
No, I think you're wrong.
Okay. I'll take it.
Let's play a song, because I went on a... Jeez, are you okay? Was I yelling at you?
No.
I kind of always... I get heated.
Yeah, them slippers just...
Just boils my bacon.
Get you going. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It really boils your bacon.
I would like to play a song by Valerian Swing called Parsec off the album Aurora. Valerian Swing's really cool. We're going to hear some PSAs. A's of the PS.
Variety.
Nice. We're already finishing each other's
sentences.
I was hoping you would say something weird.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Parsec by Valerian Swing, preceded by a couple P's, S's, and A's. Mm. Here we go.
Holy Hum, Hello Blue Roses, and the Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire are collaborating with local artists Jen Wei, Con Lee, and Steve Hubert for Waves and Flickers on Friday, June 26th, inside the Planetarium. Tickets are available in advance at Eventbrite, Zulu, and Red Cat Records. Doors open at 8 p.m., show starts at 9. And just so you know, this is an adult-only licensed event.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Sabbath with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country. We'll be right back.
And we're gonna try something new. Where we're gonna turn the tables and put the pants on the other foot. Where you're gonna ask me questions. Is that?
Yeah. That's what's gonna happen.
Okay.
So we're gonna start off easy. If you were given $1 billion, what would you do with it? Anything in the world, if you could do
anything. In the world?
Yeah. What would you do?
I would buy... What would I buy? Would buy a vineyard in Vermont and move there and buy like a bunch of cats. Calico, of course.
Oh, of course, calico.
And have a vineyard and just like do cat stuff all day.
Oh.
Like roll around with them, frolicking, etc.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I could grow catnip there. That would be crazy.
Definitely.
Catnip and people catnip.
But you'd have to like fence it off.
Yeah. Well, or no, I would just kind of.
You just let them roam.
Have a bunch of druggy cats.
Yeah, they'd be like the drug dealer cats of Vermont.
What would a drug dealer cat be like?
Ooh, they'd be shady. That's
they
for
would
sure.
be shady. Like they yeah. would be like scrappy, like an
yeah.
alley cat.
Yeah, they would.
And
be.
Then they would have.
I feel like they'd ride little bikes. Like I feel like drug dealers always ride little bikes. Like don't you see them?
A little
like...
cat bike.
Yeah.
It's like why is that cat riding a bike? Oh, it's just a drug dealer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay,
oh, makes sense.
Okay, there you go. Next question.
If you could be any type of rodent breeder. What type of rodent breeder would you be?
Ooh. That's a good question. No, that is, like, I'm actually, that's an important question.
So important.
It is important.
Oh, okay.
I feel like there's the most money in breeding hamsters.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you want to do, like, a large-scale, like, lab rat
sure?
type operation.
That's what I was going to, yeah.
But, like, there's no love in that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, but like me personally, if I were going to breed any type of rodent, I would breed tapirs.
Really?
Yeah, because they're the best rodents because they're the biggest.
Okay.
Do you know what tapirs are?
Yeah.
They're ugly.
Yeah, they're really ugly.
But they're enormous and rodent-y.
Yeah, but I just don't know if I'd want all that rodent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great answer.
Good question.
If you... We're on a deserted island. What three things would you bring?
What three things would I bring? Deserted as in there's no one there, or deserted as in, like, something you would have after dinner that's generally sweet? I'm just, like, I'm trying to clarify it, because I don't know. Because if it's, like, a desert island, then, like, I'd want to bring, like, some sprinkles and, like, maybe some chocolate syrup and a spoon, probably.
Okay, well, this type of deserted island
okay. Has
no people and no dessert.
There's no dessert. So, well, firstly, I would bring dessert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Obviously.
Obviously.
I would probably also bring a tarp, because that's just like that's an important thing to have.
Practical.
I shouldn't have wasted the first thing on a dessert.
Yeah, that was awful.
Well, I would bring, you know what I would bring?
What?
This is like a, maybe it's like more than, it's not just like a single thing, but it's like a thing. I would bring radio show equipment so I could just do this
in
my tarp and eat my dessert and then regret bringing dessert when it was gone.
Yeah. Huh. That's great answers.
Thank you.
Good job.
Do you have any other questions?
Mm-mm.
What kind of interview is just three questions?
That's
a question for you.
Whoa. Whoa, mister.
You can actually hear me getting into the doghouse.
Yeah.
No, not yes. No.
Yeah, we can all hear you.
Oh, no. We gotta sort this out. We have to have a real chat. So I'm going to play a song. It's a longer song, so we have time to...
Oh, okay. To really iron this out?
Just hash it out, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't really want to iron it out, if that's okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. The song is called Say, by one of my favorite bands of all time, Do Make Say Think. And if you like them, then you're a cool person. And, if you don't like them, you can still be a cool person if you decide to like them. But for me, it wasn't even really a decision. they're just fantastic. So this song is long, and I hope you sit through it because it's quite good. Say by Dumex, I think. Thank you. That was Say by Do Make Say Think. They did, made, said, and thought through that whole song. And I really like Do Make Say Think. They give me the warm fuzzies.
What? The warm fuzzies.
Mm-hmm. I was asking you just before we came on the air, what do you think eyes would taste like?
Okay, well, have you ever tasted your own tears?
Yes.
Why, I think it would be salty.
You think eyes would be salty? But are eyes salty only when they're crying?
No, I feel like the lubrication in your eyeball is like saline.
But the tear duct is what releases the saline solution, isn't it?
Yeah, but don't you think that it leaks a little bit?
Probably. It's probably a leaky duct.
Okay.
I need to put duct tape in my eye.
Yeah.
Take that.
Really need to tape up. Leak up.
It's what happens when I watch The Notebook. I'm just, it's.
Do you leaky, actually?
Leaky duct. No, I've never seen The
it's
Notebook.
It's actually when you watch Big Fish.
It is when I watch Big Fish. That's a real thing. But Big Fish is just a great movie. And, like, it's just, it makes me melt. And so that's okay.
It's adorable.
Yeah. I was going to play ads and then I didn't. So I will need to. And then more songs, because that's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Spice of Life. Here's some ads, and then I'll play a song. Before I do that, though, I'm going to play for you a song by the band Zoo Strategies, and I know I plug them pretty hard, but we went to their show.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good. They're cool people.
They're They're playing... Darn it, I was going to have it up, but then I forgot. Do you want to say some things while I do this?
Ooh, what?
I'll play the song. I'll just okay. Yeah, okay. We'll do... I'll get... So the show's coming up. I'll get the date, so stay tuned for that. It should be good. You should go to it. And then... Yeah, and then we'll talk about it on the other side. The song is Am I Just a Bunch of Particles That Thinks It's a Bunch of Particles?
Are you?
By the... Maybe. Mm-hmm. By the... Band Zoo Strategies, but first some pizzazz.
Car Free Vancouver Day is celebrating over a decade of turning pavement over to people, music, art, and street hockey. We are about community engagement, environmental sustainability, and active transportation. We are 100% volunteer run and can't do it without your help. Come out on Sunday, June 21st and help us envision a more sustainable, playful city. And if you have a few spare hours, please consider volunteering. For more information, go to www.carfreevancouver.org.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
We'll be right back.
That was Zoo Strategies playing the song Am I Just a Bunch of Particles That Thinks It's a Bunch of Particles. They played that song for us live, Nicole? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did.
How would you describe the live experience with Zoo Strategies?
They're pretty cool. They shred, for sure. Shred.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. do shred. And they're really polite, too.
Yeah, they're really polite.
Like, highly mild-mannered shredders.
Yeah, very.
So you should go to that. I have the info. So they're playing at the Railway Club on June 25th. With MB Alexander, Raccoon Eyes, and Miens. But go for Zoo Strategies.
Yeah.
Or for the other ones, but Zoo Strategies is really good. So that would be a cool thing to support them if you wanted to do that. And what else? The Railway Club is a pretty cool venue.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really quaint. And
yeah, nice. And also if you have a thing for grown men dressed as railway conductors, that's the place to be.
Yeah,
it's ironic, but
you should probably be there.
You should probably be there.
Yeah.
That was that, and this is this, and here we are. I was going to say another thing, but I've forgotten. Let's play another song. I want to play for you people out there a song by the band Hawking, who I like. Friend of mine is the bass player in it, and they're cool. They're doing a North America tour right now, so good for them.
Ooh,
yay.
Wow.
And they released the song Safe and Sound, which is, in my opinion, like a really, it's like a high quality song, and it really shows like a maturation from their direction. So I think it's post rock. Some people may not, but I, you know, here we are. So I'm gonna play it. It's Safe and Sound by Hawking.
Take love.
Spice of Life, we're running out of time because it's 8 o'clock and...
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. The 8 o'clock that is after 8 o'clock. So the next people should be taking over soon. But in order to usher them in, I will play you a song by the band Sleeping Bear called All That You Love Will Be Carried Away. And I hope you enjoy it. It's been a real pleasure, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
And thanks, guys, for listening.
Yeah, and I'm not annoyed, but I'm a little disappointed that no one called in to talk about the slippers.
Yeah. I think they're on my side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Quick, what's the spice of life for the spice of the day?
Ooh, cardamom.
Cardamom's a good spice.
Yeah.
Okay. From all of us at the Spice of Life and for cardamom. Cardamom. Have a great Thursday. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back, not next Thursday, but the Thursday after, broadcasting from the new sub.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, here you go. Live from Thunderbird Radio, Hell is up next. And the song that I'll play is All That You Love Will Be Carried Away.